弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天是安息圣日，我们一起聚集来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And today is the Holy Sabbath day, and we all come together to worship God. May God bless you.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟他一起来查考火炼金经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the topic of pure gold, came forth through fire.
我们最近这段时间读经进度都来读约伯记。
And our Bible reading schedule, we're on the book of Job.
那如果我们照进度读，今天是读第三十章。
And if we, according to the schedule, today we'll read Job chapter 30.
那约伯记的二十九章跟三十章呢，是两章很强烈的对比。
And Job chapter 29 and 30 are a very strong comparison.
因为约伯记二十九章是约伯他在回忆他在受苦以前他的从前的日子是怎么样的有荣耀，是怎么样的蒙福。
In Job chapter 29, Job reflected upon his life before his suffering, how he lived a glorious life and how he was have abundance.
当神保守他的日子，他是怎么样的行出神所要他做的一切的好。
When he lived his life protected by God, how he was able to do all the good deeds that God wanted him to.
我们现在请看二十九章，约伯记二十九章的第二节。
Let's read Job chapter 29, verse 2.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to 4.
请读。
Verse 2, Oh, that I were in months past, as in the days when God watched over me. Verse 3, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. Verse 4, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent.
这里其实是约伯已经在受苦当中，他现在在回想他以前神保守他的日子，那一段时间是这么美好。
And so here, Job was suffering, and he was looking back at the days when God watches over him, how good those days were.
他了解他所有拥有过的一切，其实都是因为神的灯照在他的头上。
He knew that everything good that happened to him was because God's lamp shone upon his head.
是，他是借着神的光行过黑暗，所以他完全是靠着神的恩典过日子的。
And so by God's light, he walked through darkness, so he was living by God's grace.
那第四节特别强调，他在壮年的时候，那时候他跟神是何等的亲密。
And verse 4 especially emphasized when the days of his prime, he was very close with God.
因为他说，神待我像那个很亲密的朋友那么样的亲近。
And God was like a very good friend to him.
那时候因为全能者与他同在，所以他不管是家庭、事业以及人际关系，所有我们人间的一切，他都非常的顺利。
And so because the Almighty was with him, so he was successful and lived a good life in all aspects of his life.
他的儿女环绕他，儿女也都是非常的蒙福。
His children were around him, and they were also very blessed.
他过了一个很富足的生活。
He lived a very abundant life.
所以第六节特别强调说，他的奶多到可以洗脚，磐石为他出油，像河一般。
And verse 6 described that even his steps were bathed with cream, and the rock poured out rivers of oil for him.
那第二十九章基本上都在说明他当时候是何等的有荣耀。
And so verse 29 basically summarized how glorious his life was.
所以如果简单的用一句话来描述，就是从前 那是一个荣耀的我。
And so if we were summarize this chapter in a few words, it says this would be summarized as the glorious me.
那这个荣耀是从神来的祝福。
And this glory is a blessing that comes from God.
好，那到了第三十章以后，
But when we come into chapter 30,
但是到如今，比我年少的人都嬉笑我，就是第一节他在对照他现在的情况。
In chapter 30, verse 1 said, but now they mock me, a man younger than I. So this describing his current situation.
他觉得他的生活变得很苦了。
He thought that his life has become very hard.
第九节说
Verse 9 said,
现在这些人以我为歌曲，以我为笑谈。
And now I am their fountain song. Yes, I am their byword.
那表示他在描述他现在是这么样的可怜，这么多人其实本来对他很好的、很亲密的，现在都离开他去了，反过来欺负他了。
And so he was describing how pitiful his life is now because everyone who was close to him now they left him or they mock him.
似乎所有人都来攻击他。
It's as if everyone is trying to attack him.
他现在他的生命第十五节说：惊恐临到我，驱逐我的尊荣如风，我的福禄如云过去。
And verse 15 says, terrors are turned upon me, they pursue my honor as the wind, and my prosperity has passed like a cloud.
第十六节说，现在我心极其悲伤，困苦的日子将我抓住了。
16, and now my soul is poor out because of my plight, the days of affliction take hold of me.
所以他现在的心境，他当时候所处的境况，让约伯觉得人生真的非常的悲惨。
And so this is the thought of his life at the time. It feels life is very pitiful.
他所经历的就是困苦。
All he went through are sufferings.
他好像看不到希望。
It is as if he couldn't see any hope.
他当时候第十九节是这样说：神把我扔在淤泥中，我就像尘土和炉灰一般呢。
19 said he has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes.
我们就看到说当时候。约伯他在受苦最深重的时候，他觉得这一切的苦难似乎是神把他扔掉放弃他一样。
And so at his suffering, Job has felt like God has deserted him and have cast him into the mire.
那所以我们在读约伯记的时候，当我们读到第31章，基本上就是一个很明显的段落。
And so when we were reading the book of Job all through chapter 31, this is a very clear section.
因为从26章开始到31章，这长篇大论都是约伯在回应他的朋友对他的指控。
From 26 to 31, these are Job's answer to the accusations of his friends.
那他一路一直讲下来，一口气讲下来，他讲到第31章，他讲完之后，圣经特别描述说约伯的话就说完了。
And all the way to chapter 31, and the Bible said that, that's all the words of Job are ended.
那就是说约伯他现在他有很多心里很多话，他一直讲一直讲，讲到他的荣耀，想到他的现在，以及想到他是怎么样的来行神的义，要 来表达他的真心诚意敬拜神的，他说他的话讲完了。
And so he, Job has a lot of thoughts, and so he pour out everything that he wanted to say, his glorious day, his current suffering, and his the righteous deeds that he did for God.
那所以基本上我们看到这里的时候，就看到约伯他受苦在这个时候就是最深重的时候了。
And so at this point we can see that this is the hardest point of his suffering.
因为约伯记一开始就在谈约伯他当时候在众人眼中他是一个敬畏神远离恶事是正直人。
And in the first chapter of Job, it described Job as someone who is upright and righteous and follows God.
但是因为天上所发生的一段事情他不知道，接下去他就开始受苦了。
Because of what's happening in heaven that Job had no knowledge of, he started to suffer.
他一日之间所有他拥有的都失去了。
In one day, he lost everything he had.
然后他接下去在这个受苦当中就是跟朋友的对话。
And what follows was his conversations with his friends.
为了要去探究苦难的原因。
And they were trying to figure out what is the source of his suffering.
一来一往之间，对话一直讲，讲到第三十一章就结束。
And all the conversation going back and forth all the way until chapter 31.
那其实他的朋友当时候也不明白为什么约伯会这么可怜。
Actually, his friend didn't know why Job's life has become such a pity.
他们只是用他们自己的想法，一直要想要去帮助约伯。去探究原因，然后要他改变、啊、因为他们的想法就是你一定犯罪才会有这个结果。
And all the his friends trying to do is try to talk him into admitting that he sinned, and so that he can change his life, because they were convinced that he must have done something wrong to deserve all that his sufferings.
那其实我们在读约伯记一开头的时候，我们就知道，其实这是神给约伯的试炼。
But if we read Job from chapter 1, we knew that this is a trial that God gave Job.
那这个试炼好像 对一般人来说哇是非常的巨大，因为一般人很难承受像这样的考验的。
And for most people, this trial would be very great because not a lot of people can withstand this kind of trial.
那其实这也是圣经在约伯记里面要告诉我们这个苦难 的意义以及它的教训。
And also from this book, it tells us the purpose and the meaning of sufferings.
这个苦难是从神来的。
This suffering comes from God.
至少它是神允许发生的。
So God allows it to happen.
那所以在约伯记里面，我们就看到约伯他怎么样从这个很好的境界落到一个很悲惨的这个结果。那之中他到底有什么样的成长？
And so we can see Job's life started from a very abundant and rich life all the way to the very lowly life, and we can see the progress.
那我们可以从约伯记里面看有一些这里面所描述的人物对苦难的看法。
And we can also see each character's point of view about suffering.
因为这里面的主题就是一直在讲苦难，到底他受苦。
Because the central theme of this book is about suffering.
好，我们现在看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
我们首先来看撒旦，他对这个苦难的他的意见。
And so let's look at what's Satan's point of view about suffering.
撒旦他回答神在第九节说。
In verse 9, Satan answered the Lord and said.
他说约伯敬畏神岂是没有原因吗？
Does Job fear God for nothing?
第十节是说，你岂不是四面围上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？
Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side?
他所做的都是蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
所以撒旦的意思就是第十一节，你如果伸手毁他一切所有的，他就必当面弃掉你。
So what Satan means was in verse 11, he said, "But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
这个撒旦跟神挑战，因为你为约伯四面围上篱笆保护他，让他这么样的顺利，那么样的荣耀，所以他当然会敬畏你。
And so Satan here challenged God and said, because you have put a hedge around Job and his life was smooth sailing, that is why he was able to fear you and follow you.
那是说如果你伸手毁他一切所有的，把篱笆拆了，把篱笆拆掉。
And he said that if you destroy that hedge around him,
让他经历跟世人一般的世人都会经历过的苦难。
So he will go through the sufferings that most people will go through.
而且你要毁他，把他毁一所有都把他毁掉。
And if you take away everything that he has,
他就被当面弃掉你。
Then he will curse you to your face.
所以就撒旦来说，
So to Satan,
他认为苦难会让一个人离开神。
He thought suffering will cause someone to leave God.
所以他现在他认为人敬畏神是因为没有苦难，因为凡事蒙福，所以很自然的人会敬畏，人会敬拜神。
And he thought that men fear God and follow God because they do not have suffering, and that's why they were able to do so.
那我们知道 后来神允许让灾难发生，一件一件的发生在约伯的身上。
So we know that later God allowed each one of disasters to happen to Job.
第一章的二十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 22.
这些事情上，以约伯上并没有犯罪啊，他也不以神为愚妄。
It says in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
那所以现在这个事情灾难临到他，他财产失落，儿女一致都死掉了。他并没有认为神做错事。
And so all these disasters happened to Job, but yet he did not think that God did anything wrong.
他还是持守住他的纯正，他认为我赤身出母胎，我赤身归回，赏赐的是神，收起的是神，这没有什么奇怪的事。
He still keep his pure faith, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there." So there's nothing wrong there.
所以神的名是应当称颂的。
So God's name has need to be praised.
所以在这件事情上，这一切事情，他说他没有犯罪，表示他对他的嘴巴、他的内心都非常的谨慎。
In everything, Job did not sin, and he was very watchful towards what he say and what he think.
因为他没有以神为遗忘，就是他不认为神做错事。
And he did not charge God with wrong.
这当时候他心里面都认为说啊，这些既然都是。这样发生的，就感谢主，他还是一样认为神的名是应当轻松的，还是常常感谢神的。
So he thought at the time all these things happened to me, and but still it just happened, and so he still praised God and give glory to God.
第二章接下去又记录撒旦再来一次，撒旦还是不服气的。
So chapter 2 continues that and Satan was not satisfied.
撒旦再一次的。要求神要去攻击约伯。
And once again, Satan suggested to God to attack Job one more time.
第五节，二章第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
说你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
Stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face.
这就说明另外一层的苦难是加在他肉身上的，所以约伯他全身长毒疮。
And so this is another level of suffering added to Job that attack him physically.
这个苦难也是要让约伯离开神的。
And these sufferings was meant to make Job leave God.
所以当时候撒旦一直认为说，这个苦难一来到以后，人他就不会敬拜神，人一定离开的，因为他认为敬拜神没有好处，我为什么要敬拜呢？
So Satan still held on to his point of view that a man will leave God once they suffer because there's no good coming from worshiping God, they will surely leave.
所以其实撒旦他是一个恶者，他也是凡事都是他不是要让人得好处的，他就是跟神作对的。
And Satan is the wicked one. He will not want something to happen to men to benefit men, and he is always in opposition to God.
他的这个指控，我们后来从圣经看到约伯，他都站得住，他并没有因为这样子而离弃神，或者是讲话得罪神。
And we knew that Job had withstand Satan's accusations, and he remained righteous, and he did not depart from God, nor did he curse God.
他还是持守住他的纯正。
He still keep his purity, his innocence.
所以撒旦他对苦难的那个看法跟他的预测就错误了。
And so Satan's point of view and his deductions were wrong.
那第二个人物就是约伯的妻子。
The second character is Job's wife.
你看约伯的妻子，他在第二章第九节，在经历了这一切的事情以后，他对约伯说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
Chapter 2, verse 9, the wife said to Job, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
所以看起来约伯的妻子，他对苦难的看法这个时候他已经动摇了。他认为苦难既然是神给的，那你现在还要敬畏神，那你干脆死掉算了，不用活了。
And so his wife's point of view about suffering seems to waver, and she seems to think that you worship God, but yet you went through all this suffering, you might as well just die.
那这个其实就是愚昧的讲法。
This is actually a very foolish thought.
因为第十节约伯跟他说，哎，你怎么说话像愚顽的妇人一样呢？
Because verse 10, Job said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks.
因为约伯认为，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
And because Job said, shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?
所以约伯的妻子他对苦难的看法是说，哎，如果神今天这样子对待我，那么其实我们要考虑要不要继续来敬畏他了。
So Job's wise point of view towards suffering is that if we worship God, but yet God allowed all this suffering to happen to us, we should definitely think about whether or not we should continue to worship God.
到这个地步了，你还要持守你的纯正啊
？If suffering all to this point, do you still want to keep your innocence?
你忍耐的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of your persistence?
好像生命就没有意义了。
It seems like life has no meaning.
所以这个时候，约伯的妻子他所讲的这句话，对约伯来说，他说你就是愚昧人的话。
So here, Job said to his wife that you speak as a foolish woman.
他认为神所给的可以是祸，也可以是福。
Because Job thought that God can give good as well as adversity.
哦，所以。在这些事情上面，约伯他都不以口犯罪。
So in all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
好，所以这个苦难真的是对人一个很巨大的考验。
So suffering is indeed a great trial to man.
那接下去我们就看到约伯三个朋友来了。
And continue on, we see that Job's three friends arrived.
这三个朋友是要来安慰他。
His friends came to comfort him.
要为他悲伤的。
And to console him of his suffering.
因为四好朋友他们看到约伯这么受苦，他们其实真的想要来了解为什么会这样。
As his good friends, they saw Job suffered so much, and they wanted to come and know why this happened.
他们看到约伯这么痛苦，他们七天七夜都说不出话来。
And when they saw Job suffered so much, they couldn't speak for 7 days.
等到他们开始说话以后，他们现在对苦难的一个单一 的想法就是，那是从罪来的。
And once they started to speak, their point of view of this suffering is that all of this comes from sin.
所以从第四章开始到第二十五章，这里面就记载约伯的朋友他们对苦难的看法。
And so from chapter 4 all the way to chapter 24 are recorded Job's friends' view of suffering.
他们就一直认为约伯是因为犯罪才有这个下场。
They all thought that Job sinned and therefore he ended up this way.
所以你要悔改。
So he need to repent.
要让把这个罪解决才有可能从苦境转回。
He need to resolve his sins and so he can turn back from sin.
所以他们的三个朋友的主要的观点就一直要强调约伯你要从各种角度去反省自己，然后要从把这个罪解决。
And so Job's three friends' point of view is that he needs to examine himself from all aspects and to get rid of his sin.
所以既然你有苦难，表示既然这是一定是罪的结果，那你要解决这个苦难，一定要从头开始，就是你要回转，你要把罪彻底在神面前认罪，然后你就可能改变了。
And since Job suffers so much, so there has to be a reason for it, and they all think that comes from sin, and therefore he need to start from the very beginning, acknowledge his sin, and come in front of God, confess his sin, and repent.
那所以这个就是发展出约伯跟他朋友的对话，然后他们的话语就越讲越激烈了。
And so this started the conversation between Job and his friends, and the conversation has escalated into arguments.
但我们知道，约伯他受苦其实不是因为他之前犯罪。
But we know that Job did not suffer because he sinned.
那最后，约伯他们这个朋友呢，他们越安慰约伯，约伯越难过。
And at the very end, the more the friend tried to comfort Job, the more sad Job become.
因为他们无故的指控约伯很多莫须有的罪名。
And because they just aimlessly blame Job, and they have brought up a lot of wrongful sins.
16 章的第二节。
16 verse 2.
16 章第二节。
16 verse 2.
来，请读。
I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all.
他这里说，你们安慰人，反叫人愁烦，因为是因为他们对苦难的看法，让约伯越来越心里越来越难过了。
Here Job called them miserable comforters because what their point of view was sufferings have made Job become more upset.
那其实我们都知道，约伯他曾经神曾经两次的跟撒旦这样宣告，他是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
And God had said to Satan twice that Job is an upright man and he feared God.
那在对约伯来说，苦难这个有可能是从神来的。
And to Job, sufferings could come from God.
因为神有能力，似乎也可以这样灾祸。
Because God has the power to give good as well as adversity.
一开始的时候，约伯其实他很能够接受神给他这一些处置的。
In the beginning, Job was able to receive all these happenings.
只是后来 经朋友这样子一再不断重复的指控以后。
But after his friends continuously accused him of sin.
其实慢慢的也让约伯他去想更多了。
And gradually, Job started to think more.
所以其实苦难带给约伯有一个很重要的过程，一个很重要的意义。
And so these sufferings actually has a very important meaning to Job.
这是圣经留下这个故事，这个记录要让我们去思考的重点。
And this is why the Bible recorded all this progress for us to think about.
我们在读约伯记的时候，我们从头看到尾，我们都知道原来事情发生是怎么来的了。
If we read the book of Job from the beginning to the end, we know why things happened.
天上所发生的那一幕，我们看到了。
We saw what happened in heaven.
所以我们就认为说，约伯他现在受苦，如果忍一下就过去了。
And we will think to ourselves, well, Job just need to suffer a little, and then everything will pass.
但其实就当事人来说，约伯他很不能了解这个整个事情来的发生，不是像他朋友所说的这样子啊。
And but to Job, who had to went through all this himself, he didn't know, and he, He didn't know that things didn't happen according to what his friend said.
其实这是神要造就他的信仰所施给他的一个作为啊。
And these events happened because God wants to edify his faith.
因为我们从约伯记里面看到约伯，他因为有这个苦难，他现在开始想起他过去其实也没有真的都是无罪的了。
We know at the end that Job realized that in the past he didn't really he wasn't really blameless.
他其实在年轻的时候，年幼的时候所犯的错，他现在记得这些苦难，慢慢的想起来，他对罪开始敏感起来了。
And he started to think about the sins he committed in his youth, and he grew to be more sensitive towards sin.
我们现在看约伯记第七章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 7.
第七章。
Job 7.
我们直接看第十三章好了，第十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
第十三章的第二十六节。
13 verse 26.
第二十六节，请读。
Verse 26, for you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth.
这里说，你按罪状刑罚我，又使我担当幼年的罪孽。这是约伯他经过朋友这样子一再的跟他指控以后，他现在开始反省他过去幼年的时候所犯的错误了。
And so from the accusation of his friend, now Job started to think about his iniquities in his youth.
他现在认为二十七节说，神现在把我的脚上的木狗窥察我一切的道路，现在神开始要追讨我过去所行的。
In 27, he says, "You put my feet in the stocks and watch closely all my path. You set a limit for the soles of my feet."
这也说明这个苦难现在对约伯来说，让他想起 他过去不完全的地方，他开始会敏感了。
And so, for all this suffering has caused Job to see all his imperfection in the past, and he is more sensitive to sin.
我们知道，我们人常常都是健忘的。
And we know that man forgets very easily.
我们很多时候，我们所做过的事情，或者我们讲过的话，日子一久，我们就忘记了。
And through time, we always forget what we said or what we did.
我们常常会很自然的认为说，哎，神会原谅。
And very naturally, we'll think that God will forgive us.
但其实圣经在特别强调说神他会按我们所行的来报应我们。
In the Bible it says that God will take into account what we said or done.
那其实神当时候在跟撒旦的对话的那个时候，他强调约伯是正直，他是敬畏神的人。
And in God's conversation with Satan,God have repeatedly said that Job is an upright man, he's blameless.
那并不是说约伯他完全没有罪啊。
But it doesn't mean that Job has no sin, never sinned.
而是在那个时候，约伯他懂得，当他有错的时候，他愿意借着神的方式献祭来求神原谅。
But when he sinned, Job knew to ask for forgiveness from God through making sacrifice and offerings.
那所以我们就看到为什么约伯他在每次他的孩子他们在聚餐以后，他事后都特别为他的孩子献祭赎罪。
And we read how Job, after his children went on a feast, he always make an offering to atone for the sins of his children.
哦，因为第一章的地方就特别强调他的这个做法，他是每一次他的孩子他们聚在一起吃喝宴乐以后，他接下去。清早起来就为他们献祭。
And it recorded in chapter 1 when his sons have go and feast in their houses, then he would make an offering the next morning and rise very early in the morning and offer burnt offerings.
他的原因是因为恐怕我的儿子犯罪，心中弃掉神。
His reason is that he thought his son might have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
那所以其实约伯他自己本身也是常常这样做。
And Job did this for himself regularly too.
我们幼年的时候，人在幼年的时候其实很容易冲动。
When we're in our youth, we are very emotional.
很容易被引诱犯罪的。
But we were very easily tempted and sin.
所以约伯他从他自己本身的经验，他知道幼年人、少年人要怎么样能够持守纯正呢？就是要不断的。借着献祭在神面前求神赦免。
And so Job said, Job thought that how youth can maintain their purity is to offer the offerings to ask forgiveness of their sin for God.
他自己本身一定有这个经历。
And he himself went through this too.
所以现在你看，在苦难里面，约伯开始一一的回想他过去所行的。
So in his sufferings, Job thought back to all the sins that he committed.
那其实神不是因为他幼年所犯的罪来刑罚他，来让这个苦难发生的。
But in fact, God did not punish him for the sins that he committed in his youth.
这个苦难有另外的原因。
The suffering has other meaning.
但是苦难对约伯就带来一个这样一个另外的效果。
But yet his sufferings have brought this effect to Job.
所以。你看我们一个人通常如果在事情发生的时候有什么事情发生，我们要怎么办呢？要先反省我们自己。
And so to us, when things happen, we need to examine ourselves first.
因为这就可能是神要提醒我们的方法。
Because that might be the a way from God to remind us.
因为我们从约伯记至少看到苦难的原因有可能是从魔鬼的试探来的。
Because from the book of Job, we know that the source of suffering might be from temptation from Satan.
那这个魔鬼的试探已经在神的允许底下发生了。
And this temptation for Satan happens under the permission of God.
哦，那所以这是其实要事情发生就要对我们有益处，要让我们可以改变。
And all these things happen to benefit us so that we can change.
哦，所以因为神爱我们，所以他要让我们更好。
Because God loves us, He wants us to be better.
我们如果看希伯来书第十二章。
We turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章，我们请看第五节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
第六节。因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
第七节说，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?
所以希伯来书十二章，他这里强调，其实有时候苦难的发生是有神的意义，就是要让我们回转。他借着这个方式，让我们可以更正错误的。
And so in Hebrew, it tells us that when sufferings happened, it serves a purpose so that we can turn back to God and we can repent on our sin.
所以约伯他就是同样的，他在这个样的苦难当中，他现在开始想起他过去的不完全。
And so likewise for Job, when he was in suffering, he started to think about his imperfection.
那在这个不完全以后呢，他其实在第三十一章呢，我们看到他立志要做什么。
And so after he realizes imperfection in chapter 31, he makes determination to do some things.
也是后来约伯，我们会看到他这么完全的一个转捩点。
And so this tells us the turning point of Job becoming someone who is perfect.
他才会真的这么样的正直哦，远离恶事。
Then he can be very righteous and fully far away from the evil things.
因为第三十一章，他接下去，我们看到约伯他的立志，他是要怎么样去行出神要的完全。
In chapter 31, Job had made determination on doing certain things so that he can reach the perfection that God required him.
如果我怎么样的时候，我就应该接受什么样的神的处罚。
If I do this.Think, then I will receive such punishment from God.
所以当我们人对罪敏感以后，我们才会有那个动力想要去真的追求完全。
So when we grow to become sensitive to sin, then we will have that motivation to drive ourselves to become more perfect.
那这个就是神管教我们的目的。
And so that is also the purpose why God disciplines.
所以当我们遇到一件事情的时候
，So when something happened to us,
那我们一定要先从我们自己本身反省起。
We must first reflect upon ourselves.
那这样子，这就是圣经所说的万事互相效力，要叫爱神人得益处。
And so if we do this, then what recorded in the Bible will happen that all things will work for those who love the Lord.
因为罗马书八章的第二十八节特别强调这件事情。
Romans 8:28 that emphasizes on this.
因为我们今天我们都知道。我们是爱神的人呢。
Because we know that we all love God.
爱神的人就是会守神诫命的人。
And those who love God will obey His commandments.
会对神的吩咐会在意的，会很敏感的。
And we are we took God's word and instruction very seriously.
那有时候我们本身我们人带着血肉之躯，常常会有软弱。
But yet, because we are in flesh, a lot of time we have a lot of weaknesses.
那所以神借着一些事情发生，就是要提醒我们。
So God will let things happen to us to remind us.
如果我们能够学到神的功课，那个苦难就是正面的。
If we can learn the lesson from God, then that suffering is positive.
好，所以万事互相效力，要叫爱神得益处。
So all things.Work together for good of those who love God.
那我们也知道，这个苦难本身其实对约伯来说是神给他的一个试炼。
And we know that all the sufferings were given by God as trials.
这个试炼就是要把约伯他在他生命当中还有不完全的地方把它除掉。
And these sufferings will get rid of all the imperfections in Job's life.
这些不完全的地方，有时候甚至连约伯本身。他都还没有发现的。
And all this imperfection, sometimes even Job did not realize that he has.
但是经过了他跟朋友的这个三个回合的对话以后。
But through the conversation between Job and his three friends,
他慢慢发现他自己本身不完全的地方。
And he gradually realized his imperfections.
他也知道神试炼他的用意在哪里的。
And he also realized what is the purpose of God's trial.
可是当时候约伯他还没有办法完全顺服。
But at the time he was not able to totally submit.
他心里面还是有很多的话，他觉得他憋得很痛苦，他不知道为什么神要这样待他。
He still had a lot of feelings in his heart. He did not know why God needed to treat him this way.
所以在其实他后来在约伯记二十三章第十节他自己这样说。
And in Job chapter 23, verse 10, he said to himself.
约伯记二十三章第十节。
Job chapter 23, verse 10.
这里说，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
Verse 10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
这是约伯他自己知道，神用这个现在好像在熬炼他一样。
And Job knows that God is actually put him in trial.
这个熬炼，这个试炼之后，这个熬炼本身是很痛苦的，就像经过火一样。那之后那个金金才会跑出来的。
These trials is very hard, and it's just like going through fire. And only through this process that the pure gold will appear.
那这个熬炼本身就是神的用意了。
And this trial itself is God's intention.
要让一个人更完全。
So to make a man more perfect.
你看我们人有时候就是常常是趋向于懒惰的啦。
And I think most of men we are very lazy.
我们通常都是，如果是两条路，我们都通常挑那个容易走的路嘛。
If we have two paths to choose, we always choose the easy path.
你看那个小孩子也是这样子啊。
And that's the same way with children.
如果那个你看功课，他那挑那个简单的做、啊。
If they can choose their homework, they will choose the easy one.
那反正每个人都是容易做的比较。舒服啊，你那困难的要花很多时间，要花精神，不要，每个人都嘛选择那个简单的做。
Because everyone will choose the easy path because it takes the less time and less effort. If we choose the difficult one, we will have to spend a lot of time and effort on it.
但是其实要真的成长，就是要经过这个考验，要经过困难。
But yet, if we want to grow, we must go through these trials and these sufferings.
所以其实主耶稣的他在我们身上生命里面所存的意义也是这样，用火洗要来除掉我们的杂质、啊、
And so that is also one of the Lord Jesus Christ's teaching that we need to go through fire so that to get rid of our impurities.
这个金金是从火里面出来的了。
These pure gold come forth through fire.
所以今天我们每一个主的门徒也都会经过试炼的。
And so every followers of Christ today, we will go through trial.
施洗约翰他在传福音的时候，他是这样说明的。
And John the Baptist said this when he was preaching.
我们看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
马太福音三章十一节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
十一节到十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
来先读。
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Verse 12, his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
你看这里在说明主耶稣基督、啊、他来要用圣灵跟火给我们施洗、啊、
Here it mentioned the Lord Jesus Christ will come and baptize us with Holy Spirit and fire.
那这个圣灵的洗，我们领受圣灵的人，我们都了解了。
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all of us who went through, who received the Holy Spirit, will understand this.
主耶稣来，我们求告他的名，他把圣灵降给我们。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came and we call out His name, He gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在圣灵里面祷告，就是跟神一个很亲密的沟通。
And so when we pray in the Spirit, we are communicating with God very intimately.
就像整个人在圣灵里面浸在圣灵里面一样啊。
Just like our whole self is immersed in the Spirit.
因为这里说圣灵的洗就是 像我们水洗一样全身入浸的，所以圣灵的洗就是整个人浸在圣灵当中。
Here it mentioned we're baptized with the Holy Spirit just like the water baptism, we are wholly immersed in it.
那所以我们领受圣灵讲灵言。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we speak in tongues.
那接下去主耶稣要用火给我们施洗。
And next, the Lord will baptize us with fire.
这个火的施洗就是要让我们这个经过熬炼以后把那些不纯的东西都把它除掉。
So this baptism of fire is to get rid of our impurity.
那最后我们才能够很完全的被收入神的天仓里面来。
And therefore, at the end, we will be very pure and we will be gathered together into his barn.
哦，那这些不好的、这些不纯的、这些糠啊、坯啊，最后都把它先烧掉了。
So all the impurities of the things that were not needed, they will be burned.
所以这个火洗试炼其实就是要让我们可以完全。
And so the baptism of fire is to make us more perfect.
准备我们将来可以真的进入神的国去承受产业的。
To prepare us to enter into the heavenly kingdom and get our inheritance.
这是为什么雅各书里面他这样告诉我们，提醒我们。
This is why James reminds us in the book of James.
在雅各书第一章的第二节说。
In James chapter 1 verse 2 it says.
第一章第二节。
James chapter 1 verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
第三节说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生出忍耐。
Verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
第四节，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Or let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
我们就看到神给约伯这个试验，其实就是要让他完全的。
We know that God gave Job the trial so that he may become perfect.
那这个完全其实就是为了将来能够真的在肉体之外直接看到神的那个盼望。
And he need to be perfect so that in the future he can have hope in the Lord.
因为我们将来需要进神的国度去面见，直接面对神了。
Because in the future we will get into God's kingdom and see him face to face.
其实在苦难当中让约伯生出盼望来了。
And so in the time of suffering, Job had gained hope.
对约伯来说，他想起他幼年的痛苦，幼年的罪孽。
And to Job, he thought about his iniquities in his youth.
但是也是在这么痛苦当中，他现在看到这个肉体之外，他有一个盼望，就是灵体能够见到神。
But he was also able to see that beyond his physical body, he in spirit he had hope that he will see God.
我们看到约伯记的第十九章。
If we turn back to Job chapter 19,
约伯记十九章的第二十五节。
Job 19 verse 25.
这是约伯记里面所提出的救赎的看法。
And this is the point of view of the book of Job regarding salvation.
第二十五节说，我知道我的肉救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth.
二十六节，我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
26, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
二十七节，我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人，我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
27, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another, how my heart yearns within me.
那这里就看到约伯在这个受苦里面，他生出这么一个非常明确的盼望，将来他可以直接看到神。
So we see that through his suffering, Job had gained this hope that in the future he shall see God.
这是经过苦难之后的结果。
And this is the effect after he went through all the suffering.
所以这个苦难对他来说，其实他一开头他就觉得是神给他，他不知道为什么，可是在这当中他就是有这样的一个盼望啊，将来其实肉体之外能够见到神，所以最多也就是肉体死亡而已了。
And so all through all these sufferings he was able to gain this hope that he shall see God, and when it concerns his fleshly body, he'll just go through that like everyone else.
那所以 你看受苦这个苦难本身对约伯来说他一开始的时候他是可以忍受的。
And so in the beginning all the sufferings Job was able to withstand.
那可是他的朋友现在要来安慰他的时候，
But when his friends came to comfort him,
他们给他一个错误的指控，
They gave him the wrongful accusations.
就开始让约伯心里不平衡了。
And so it makes Job very unstable.
那约伯他这个开始质疑起神的一开始的用意。
And so he started his hesitant or his doubt towards God.
我们就看到在这个对话当中，慢慢的约伯认为说神好像把他当作仇敌了。
And so through the conversation, gradually we can see that Job thought that God had seized him as enemies.
他开始也有那个冲动，他想要去问神说：“为什么你今天这样待我？”
He has the urge to ask God, "Why do you treat me this way?"
因为他认为神如果要给他处罚、控告他，至少要让他知道一个原因呢、啊。
So he felt that if God were to accuse him, he has to know the reason.
所以在这个这一对话里面，他一直强调他想要到神面前去辩白。
And so in his conversation, you can feel that he wanted to come in front of God to defend himself.
他想要请神给他说个原因，让他可以了解为什么他今天会这样子。
He wanted God to tell him the reason why all these things is happening to him today.
那其实我们都知道，在这个整个过程当中，神好像都保持沉默。约伯一直求，一直要想要知道，神都不讲话。
But we know that all through this process, God remained silent, even though Job kept on asking, but God did not speak a word.
因为其实神要借着这个苦难，最后要让神的荣耀可以被彰显出来。
Because all through this suffering, God's intentions was to show God's glory at the end.
也要让魔鬼没话可说。
And so.Also to put Satan speechless.
其实我们在约伯记里面看到撒旦后来就好像退到旁边去了，已经没有在现场了。
And so we know that towards the end of the book of Job, Satan is nowhere to be found.
因为撒旦他让约伯受苦完以后啊，当他生病，好像他就走了。
It seems like Satan left after he caused.Job to have these inflictions.
但是神一直都在，一直都在啊。
But God is always present.
神一直就在听约伯跟他的朋友在对话。
God listened to the conversation between Job and his friends.
在注意这整个事情的发展。
And he observed everything that happened.
那这当中，所以约伯他一直求神，问神，这个神都忍耐下来，都没有讲了。
And so when Job repeatedly asked God.He remained silent.
其实最后神还是跟约伯讲话了。
But at the end, God spoke to Job.
那讲话就是要让这个约伯他真的可以完全的臣服在神面前。
He spoke to Job so that Job can't totally submit himself in front of God.
最后实际上是带出了神的荣耀来。
And at the end, it brings out God's glory.
因为到最后我们看到约伯记最后就是神当约伯完全的明白愿意顺服神，也知道神的旨意不能拦阻以后神就加倍的祝福给他。
And we see that at the end Job totally submit to God and know that God is in control and there's nothing he can do to change.
所以其实苦难最后是为了神的荣耀。
So all the suffering happened for the glory of God.
这就是约伯他所经历的。
This is what Job went through.
在彼得前书第四章这样说。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, it says,
我们现在请看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章的第十二节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12.
第四章第十二节说，亲爱弟兄们，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you.
第十三节说倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐的。
13, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
我们跳过去看第16节。
And also read verse 16.
若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
16, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter.
其实最后约伯，我们看到他整个的受苦，神要熬炼他，其实最后他也是真的让神大大的荣耀了。
And we see at the end, God gave Job suffering and trials, and he was able to withstand them, and God gave him glory.
那这个约伯他的最后的荣耀还要经过一步，就是这个一步就是他要完全，即使在他被朋友误解，他对神的旨意不明白的情况底下，他还要愿意能够闭口不言，完全顺服神。
And so, there's one more step for Job to reach his glory at the end. That is, alongside the false accusation from his friend, he need to submit himself and endure and remained worthless.
那这一个过程，我们下午再来继续来谈。
And so we'll talk about this in the afternoon service.
因为这是在苦难的熬炼当中，一个很难克服的我们人性的软弱。
Because this is one of the weakness that very hard for us to overcome when we go to trials.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
330